Okay, there will be some profanity in this podcast, just giving you a heads up in case you don't want to hear any of that. But there's no more accurate way to describe a lot of the people in America today other than to say they are stupid as shit. And when I use the word stupid to describe them, what leftists always say, that's name calling, stop name calling. That's not name calling, that's descriptive. Name calling is when I say to you, oh, you're poopy pants, even though you're not crapping in your pants. But Joe Biden is crapping in his pants. And that means the people who support him are actually stupid. So stupid is descriptive. It's an accurate observation of what leftists and Democrats have become today. They've become actually stupid as shit. But there are many other indicators that can help you know when people are stupid as shit. For example, if they think that, you know, Joe Biden is brilliant and he's a genius and he's performing well, they're just stupid as shit. And by the way, it's time to stop making excuses for these people. It's time to stop trying to, you know, be polite and appease them. No, what I want to encourage everybody to do that's listening to this is just call them out. If people act insanely stupid, just call them out. Hey, you're stupid as shit. You know that, right? You think Joe Biden's a genius? You're stupid. Or even people who say that they only just now discovered that Joe Biden has a cognitive problem. Yeah, you're stupid as shit. Also, because how could you not have known for all these years that Joe Biden was cognitively compromised? I've been talking about it for over 4 years. It's been well known and it's gotten so much worse. You really have to be stupid as shit to not realize there's been a massive media cover-up. And also, you have to be stupid as shit to think that carbon dioxide is bad for Earth. You know, these climate cultists, they're really brain dead. Really brain dead. They don't understand the basics of photosynthesis. They think CO2 is going to kill us all. And they keep talking about how ocean levels have risen. These oceans are going to swamp us all. And then you see photos from like 150 years ago of like a lighthouse on the coast of England or something. And then you see a photo in 2024 and the water level's still the same. Exact same water level. The oceans haven't risen. What are you talking about? You're stupid as shit. But people really like to be stupid for some reason. They think it's great. Because it's popular, you know, to get in with the stupid crowd. Makes them feel like they belong, you know, like there's something good about being stupid. Or you've got all these people who think that, you know, Building 7 just fell down by itself. You really have to be stupid, right? Or they think that the 2020 election was totally legit and that, you know, for some reason, only in the swing states, they shut down all the counting at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., and told everybody to go home, and all the poll watchers went home, and then magically all these votes came in over the next few hours, just enough to make sure all the swing states counted enough ballots, which are like 90% Biden, to give Biden the win all of a sudden. And then when people woke up the next morning, oh my gosh, look, Biden has won. You have to be stupid as shit to believe that. It's just so obviously in your face. It's like they cheated in your face, and then they gaslight you and say, well, there's no cheating. It's totally legit. And then you have to be censored if you question the outcome of the stolen election because you're questioning democracy. You're questioning democracy. That's when leftists say democracy, what they mean is the institutions of their control over you. So when they say democracy or they say Trump is a threat to democracy, remember, by democracy, they mean big government. They mean a weaponized DOJ, a weaponized FBI, weaponized fake news media, gaslighting the country. That's democracy to the left. And thus, if you threaten their control system, well, you're a threat to democracy. So when they rig elections and cheat, that's democracy. If you defeat them, well, that's tyranny from their point of view. That's an insurrection. That can't be allowed to happen. According to the left, you can't let conservatives have a voice. You can't let conservatives win elections. You can't let conservatives own businesses. You can't let conservatives exist at all. And then leftists tell themselves, because they are stupid as shit, they tell themselves that that's democracy and that they are inclusive and tolerant. And come to think of it, if you think that a man can become a woman, you're stupid as shit. It's just stupid. I'm tired of hearing people try to explain, oh, gender is a choice. It's a cultural complexity. No, it's not. It's really simple. You're just f***ing stupid. You know who's really stupid are these left-wing counselors that no doubt have all these left-wing patients that they're trying to counsel. Can you imagine how stupid the conversations are? Like a left-wing, you know, a transgender cultist comes in for counseling. I told my family that I was a man trapped in the body of a woman. And so I wanted to become a man. And so I changed from a woman to a man. And now they don't believe me. And the counselor's like, well, how dare they? They're so mean and so evil. I bet they support Trump, don't they? They should recognize that you are whatever you say you are, because we live in a magical world. And when you wave a magic wand over your crotch, Shazam, abracadabra, abracadabra, cock-a-doodle-doo, it becomes a man, and that's who you are. It's just,
you can just imagine these conversations. It's like two crazy, insane psychopaths talking to each other in an insane asylum, except one of them is licensed by the state to help with the mental health of the other one, if you can imagine that. Oh my God. They're all mentally ill. You know, these radical leftists, these transgender pushers, they think good parenting is that when your 7-year-old male kid says he wants to dress up as a woman, then you're supposed to say, oh, please express yourself. You might be a woman. Do you want to be a woman? Because then I can take you out for social engagements and I can parade you around like a trophy, and I can say you're transitioning. Right? That's insane. That's stupid as shit parenting. What you should say if you're a parent is, oh, okay. Hey, really? Son, you want to dress up like a girl? Okay, here. Let's try this once. Let's help you. Here, dress it up, put on necklaces, put on a, you know, like a brim hat or whatever. I mean, dress and high heels and push-up bra. And then it's like, okay, let's go look in the mirror, son. Look in the mirror. You see yourself? Yeah, you look pretty freaking stupid, don't you? Yeah. Okay. Your choice, but I think you can see this is kind of stupid. You know, show them how stupid it is. Like, you are born as a boy. That's the body God gave you. Make the most of it. It's like, that's simple parenting advice. You don't need counseling. You just need some honest truth. Be the best you can be with the body that you were born with, and stop trying to mutilate it, for God's sake. These left-wing counselors are the same kind of people, by the way, that always give drug addicts endless chances, like in their own families. I saw this in my own family. Remember, I had a family member, kind of a distant relative, but he died of a fentanyl overdose. And his more immediate family, they always kept giving him money for groceries. Right. Because he was so thin for some reason, you know, because heroin and meth. And he would always go to his direct relatives. Again, he's kind of a distant relative of mine, but within the family, he would go to his relatives like, I need money for groceries. I'm so hungry. And they would say, oh, groceries. Yes, you do need money for groceries. Here, have money for groceries. Now, you're not using drugs, are you? Oh, no, Grandma, I'm not using drugs. No, I would never. No, I stopped using drugs. I just need money for groceries. See how hungry I am? How hungry? And then Grandma or whatever would give him money for groceries, and then he'd go out and buy crack or, you know, heroin or whatever. And I'm like, how could you be so stupid? This is stupid as shit. Of course he's buying drugs with the money. Come on. What, you see homeless people holding road signs begging for money on the road? And they say, you know, hungry, we'll do anything for food. And you give them $5. You think they're buying food with the $5? No, they're buying drugs or alcohol. Stop being stupid. But if you take that stupidity to its logical end, you end up with cities like Seattle, where the city actually buys the drugs. Like, here, have some heroin. They have like heroin vending machines, even in places like New York, and they have like crack pipes in the vending machine. And they just set up places and give out the drugs for people to get high with all these hard street drugs. And they're like, we have to give them a second chance. This is chance like number 526 here. This is not a second chance. All you're doing is you're creating drug addicts, and then they wonder, well, why are drug addicts taking over our streets? Because you're giving them the drugs, maybe, and you set up drug injection zones in your cities, and then that invited all the drug addicts from all over the country to come here and shoot up while you watch to make sure it's all safe and everything. Yeah, you're stupid as shit. Stop being stupid. So fortunately, there are a lot of signs of people who are stupid as shit. Number one is if they regurgitate anything from CNN or NPR or the New York Times. That's an instant indicator of their exhaustive stupidity. Secondly, if they're living in denial about things around them. Oh, the economy's great, man. It's great. Have you shopped for groceries recently? Oh, no, that's price gouging by the grocery stores. Yeah, you're stupid as shit. It's not price gouging. Grocery stores operate on about a 2% profit margin. Their prices track the prices of the raw materials or the finished goods that they're buying wholesale from the food manufacturers. Grocery stores aren't price gouging. They're just passing along the food inflation to you. But another sign is when people don't hold other people accountable for their actions. You know, like making excuses for all the drug addicts or making excuses for all the violent criminals. We should give these violent criminals a second chance because everybody deserves a second chance. You're like, this is the seventh murder by this illegal who ran over a grandmother 5 times. Well, he deserves a second chance. It's way beyond second chances. And aren't you the same person that said you should lock up Donald Trump? Oh, yes, we should lock up Donald Trump. He doesn't deserve second chances, but violent, illegal MS-13 gang members, they deserve second chances. Okay. Yeah, that's stupidity. Just call it out. Yeah, you're freaking stupid. You're dumb as shit. Now, some people say, well, if you go around calling people stupid, you won't have any friends. Correction, you won't have stupid friends, which kind of is a good outcome, actually. if you call them out for being stupid, maybe they won't hang around you. Your life will improve. Think about it. If your goal is to have friends who are stupid as shit, you got a messed up system of priorities. Like, well, we want to get along with everybody. I don't want to get along with stupid people. I don't know why that would be a goal. And if you end up trying to get along with stupid people, you end up with, you know, a British Parliament. I mean, everybody wants to get along and compromise and go along, and then you end up with just a bunch of retards in charge. And or the United States Congress, for that matter, or Canada, you know. Hey, we need more people to stand out and call out the stupidity. I would say, you know, stop tolerating stupidity. That's not tolerance. That's just sort of viral stupidity. I mean, the stupidity is spreading to you if you tolerate it. You know, some moron says, oh, men can have babies. And if you accept that, then you've kind of joined their stupidity. You should say, no, that's stupid. If you believe that, you're stupid as shit. Of course men can't have babies. Are you delusional? But they say, no, you need to get along with all these people, all these delusional people. Yeah, sorry. I'm not participating in your fairy tales, okay? You want to live in an artificial world, well, you get to pay the consequences for that. But for me personally, I like to live in reality where cause and effect actually are in play because of the laws of physics and the flow of time from the past through the present to the future with causes and effects and rationality. And the leftists don't believe in any of that. They think everything's magical. I mean, Joe Biden said he's going to beat Trump in the election of 2020. Time traveling Biden. Yeah, time traveling Biden. And leftists are probably like, yeah, he should go back in time and beat him. Well, I thought you said he beat him already once the first time. Freaking space alien time traveling, you know, britches crapping Alzheimer's president. And by the way, anybody still getting jabbed with even a flu vaccine, any kind of common vaccine? Anybody jabbing their children at this point? Stupid as shit. There's just no other way to say it. Anybody still wearing a mask? Stupid as shit. If they want to be stupid, I mean, I guess, you know, the death shots, kind of a form of Darwinism. I guess eventually they're going to take themselves out. But for some of those people, those shots don't kick in quickly enough. But don't worry, the establishment's rolling out, you know, bird flu next. They'll have bird flu jabs for the truly stupid as shit people who have so far not killed themselves off yet. They will have many more opportunities to commit vaccine-assisted suicide. And they will take that. They will take that. They'll brag about it. You know, I'm so proud I took my 10th jab. Nya, 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 to the naysayers. I'm fine and healthy and plop. Collapse in front of the microphone. Died suddenly. Not related to the vaccine, you know, according to the Washington Post. Oh, really? Well, how come all these people keep dying right after they take the vaccine? Yeah, go figure. All right, well, just some things to think about. Sorry about the profanity, but as you can see, there's really no other way to describe a lot of this. These people are stupid as shit. Stop putting up with them. Stop tolerating them. Stop agreeing with them. Call them out for their stupidity and invite them to do better. That's what I say. And we're not here to win friends, especially stupid friends. We're here to try to restore a sense of sanity and rationality to the world. And you can't do that unless you call out the stupid. So call it out. And thanks for listening today. You can find more of my podcasts and interviews with really smart people, not stupid people, but smart people at Brighteon.com. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at HealthRangerStore.com. And thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, it's super simple and it's real, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart, you know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy, but it's fermented, so it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get nattokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new. A few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane Mushroom Capsules. Organic Lion's Mane Mushroom Powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. It can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com.
So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have Brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have Brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, Brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like, it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.